I'm your inner dream monologue, and you're fast asleep, so I'll be quick. Great job using the Colgate Optic White Overnight Teeth Whitening Pen before bed. When used as directed, it gives you a visibly whiter smile in just 7 days. So while I fly and talk to animals, you're removing teeth stains with ease. Sweet dreams. And when you wake up, keep on living life to the brightest. Colgate Optic White. Find it at all major retailers.
In only 2 days, you can move your career further, faster with a Harvard DCE Professional and Executive Development Program. Advance your leadership skills, craft smarter business strategies, build your network, and move your career in the right direction. You'll earn a certificate of completion, add Harvard to your CV, and become the leader you want to be. Our intensive programs are designed to fit into your busy schedule. Attend online or on the Harvard campus. Search Harvard Professional and Executive Development to learn more.
You know, instead of waiting for a good day to happen, you know, waiting around through ups and downs, you know, I just said, look,
we're gonna have a good day. Do you ever try to find somebody in the phone book? Like, you have a crush on somebody, try to find a number?
Oh, hell yeah. Yes, try to find somebody. Fine. Because you knew their first and last name.
Yeah.
And then they were just living at the house, so their name wasn't. Right. Registered. Right, so you had to go through the last names.
Yep.
You're like, damn, it's down to 8.
You get down to address. If you get that.
No, bro, I would call those numbers.
What?
Yes.
What would happen?
I keep calling to like, is Denise there? We'll be 1 second. Oh, shit. Hello? Denise? Yeah. It's Joe. How'd you get my number? Bye. Bye. That was awesome. Got her number.
The how'd you get my number is the worst question you want to hear. That's the last thing
how'd you
want to hear.
How'd you get my number?
That's the last thing you want to hear.
Last. I really did that. I used to find chicks' numbers in the phone book.
No doubt.
Process of eliminating. You know what I really loved? Getting a phone number. Mm-hmm. Not getting a phone number. Finding the last name in the phone book. Mm-hmm. And there's only like 3 of them with the same last name.
Yeah. Gotta be. Well, gotta be one
good,
of these.
It's good. Fine. But don't try and find a girl's name as Harrison. Oh, fuck.
Oh shit.
7 pages of Harrison's.
Yeah.
Now you got to figure out the address.
You got to do a lot of data.
But you didn't know anyone's address back then.
You didn't.
No.
Nah. Unless you had a friend and you guys like walked around. Remember, did you ever walk around town? We did that.
Walk around town.
Walk around Tacoma.
You know what I didn't know?
What's that?
Is when you're on the phone, that they can hear everything in the room.
Yeah.
And I was talking to this girl.
Uh-huh.
And I fucking farted. And she fucking heard it.
She heard it?
Oh, she heard it.
How did she, did you call you out on it?
I just had to laugh. Oh, I'm so sorry. my game in high school was nothing.
Yeah.
None. Yeah. I wasn't Mac, nobody.
Yeah.
Nothing happened.
Remember when we first got the call waiting and the call waiting?
Star 69.
Bruh.
Over.
Over.
Over. Caller ID.
Caller ID, that was an elevation.
Fuck.
It also hindered finding people.
Yeah.
Because then they knew that you were looking.
remember two-way? Not two-way, but... I don't know what it was called, where you click over.
Yeah, that's the call waiting.
Hold on, right? Stay on the phone. Hello? Hey, what's going on? Fuck, man, I'll call you right back. I'll talk to her right now. All right, bye. Bye. Hello?
Who's that? Who is it?
It's from my mom.
Yeah.
So I told my mom wasn't here.
Yeah, you couldn't tell her it was your stupid ass friend trying to figure out.
Hell no, you can't say you're fucking. You can't tell her that a dude called you. It's not cool.
When that's who you talk to all day.
It's all I've ever talked to for 4 years. Yeah. Can't believe I'm talking to you right now. Bro, that's funny, man.
Yeah.
Fuck, times are different.
I know, man.
Times are so different.
They got so much access to each other. It's crazy.
Right? My son knows where his friends are by location.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that Snap has a Snap map.
Yeah.
Then he texts them through Snap. Right. My son doesn't even text.
Right.
He doesn't text on his phone. I don't think he ever texts.
He just uses the app.
Snaps.
Yeah.
They snap back and forth.
It's crazy.
Sending the most offensive shit you could possibly send to another kid.
It's crazy.
They speak a language we don't speak, man.
Well, I'm sure.
I see pictures that he sends sometimes and I'm like.
Like, what the fuck does
that mean? What did that answer? Mm. What the fuck did you just answer with that picture?
Right.
It'd be a random picture of a fork. Like, what? What? Floor. Yeah. He'll show the floor.
Yeah.
And a chair and a chair leg.
Not sure we want to know.
Sends it.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I don't know. The times we live in, so weird. They live a very, very blessed life. Drives me crazy.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's bachelorette bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
You know what I do love though with this technology is the ability to cause awareness. That, you know, back when we were kids, you had the soapbox on the corner, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And whatever happened in town, you know, that whole hearie.
Yeah. Damn, are we that old?
No, I'm just saying, but that stayed the test of time. Until about what, 80s?
Yeah.
They were still doing that. Hearie, on the corner.
Mm-hmm.
Gather around, I got some shit to tell you. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And people would gather around. Dude, not anymore.
Right.
They got that fucking Instagram. Some shit fucks up.
Immediate.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Blap, send. That's what's going on right now with all this Asian hate shit, man.
What's crazy, before we get into that, and I'm glad you brought that up, but what's crazy is that I go to Twitter before I go to any news outlets.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Isn't that nuts?
That's the first place.
That we're going to an app that was solely created just for like social networking.
Yeah.
Just to be like, hey, what's up? Nothing much. Yeah. Dick pic. Big black guy, big dick on the floor, send. Yeah. What?
And now I go there.
And now it's like.
I go there for my news. Sorry.
I love it. But but I'm glad that we have that now because, you know, before we had to wait for a production team to fly in with some cameras and a reporter and everything has to be investigated.
Yeah.
I mean, we can't just post that. I mean, I know we captured it on that camera, but we got to make sure everything's right. I mean, there's a lot of liabilities here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Before we air, we are a premier network. And we can't just post anything without it being cleared by our censors and our sponsors and our superiors. I know someone's dead. And this clearly looks like this guy is stabbing him in the face with a stick knife. But there's rules and regulations. You know what Twitter and Snapchat and all them said? Fuck you, post.
Yeah, fuck that. We're going to allow you to craft the story you want to tell.
We're not crafting shit.
Yeah.
We're not going to give this guy a couple more days to get away with it.
Right.
We're posting it right now.
Exactly. Yeah.
We're going to get justice right now.
For sure.
Thank God. You know, and it just sucks that we have to go through this right now again. Fuck, man. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? We found out that there's evil among us. The devils walk the streets. There is no hell. We're living in hell. Mm. Heaven is what you make out of it. Don't get me wrong. We will go to heaven. The good will. Yeah. But the devils walk among us. They're here.
For sure.
They'll always be here. They jump from one bodysuit to another.
Yeah.
And they cause havoc. They cause chaos.
Yeah.
There's nothing learned from it. We learn. It makes us stronger, I think. You know, it opens up awareness. It makes you want to be educated. You know, I don't know, man. You know, sometimes we see these devils work and you're like, fuck, is it to keep us down or is it to bring us up? Because I feel like it's a combination of the two. I feel like if nothing happens, we stay. We stay where we're at.
Right.
We stay content. We stay, what is it? Secure.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But when you put a little fear and you shake it up a little bit, then people start to wake up and move, I guess, right? It just sucks that a few have to go down.
Yeah, and I think it's definitely important for people to understand that those things are happening, meaning that a lot of that stuff was happening in the dark. It was still happening.
Yes.
It's just...
Oh, yeah, it's still happening.
It was still happening, but it would be like buried in the seventh page of the newspaper.
Exactly.
And nobody would get to it.
Yeah.
And now everything's front and center.
Yeah, I don't think we should talk about that because we have a lot of sponsors that are going to be offended by this. But fuck you.
Yeah.
Snap.
Yeah. No, I agree.
IG story. Reels. TikTok. Oh. Just show some dude with a fucking... Fuck it.
Yeah.
I'm using it. I love it. I have to voice my opinion, then I'll do it. I don't like to be there. You know what I mean? And I know it's my responsibility to, you know, I have my platform and I got my people that I can speak to and it'll help. But I also don't want to, there are people with really good tongues that can speak well.
I get it, yeah.
And say the right things that they need to be said.
Yeah.
And I like to listen to those people. Mm-hmm. And I like to agree with those people. So I'd rather hear them and then let people know that I'm hearing that story. And I like to post that story. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it's a self-awareness. It's like if you, because you have a lot of people out here who are speaking on shit they know nothing about.
Know nothing about.
And that's a bigger problem than not saying anything at all.
Yeah.
It's there's so much mis and disinformation that that's a bigger problem.
Yeah, that's the problem with these platforms. It's giving everyone a voice. And it sucks because unfortunately, back in the day, we had people that got to weed through that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe you should think about baking. Have you ever thought about baking cakes?
Yeah. Yeah. But now everybody.
I don't think political stage is for you.
Now everybody can be an expert. And they're not.
And with no editors, with no publicists backing you and protecting you. Just free for all, free form. Here's my mouth.
Yeah.
And just.
You just need somebody there to go, that's not true.
That's not true.
It's that simple. It's not true. That's not true. You shouldn't post that.
Don't post
because that's not true.
That's not true. And you shouldn't talk. We don't even like to hear your voice regular. And now you're trying to be this?
The voice of something.
The voice of something, the movement of a cause that you're not even aware of.
Yeah.
Stop.
For sure.
It's more damaging.
It is.
So that's what I do. I mean, I do what I can.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I do use my platform and I'll show it. I will definitely show it when I know it's like, I agree with this.
Yeah.
I'm not going to sit here and tell you guys how to live your life or what is right, what is wrong. You know what it is.
Yeah.
And these people are saying it the right way.
Yeah. I do want to say something. We don't have to go deep into it, but you touched on the Asian hate thing. And what I don't like is that news outlets, they take a statement from a suspect.
Yeah.
And then they plaster that statement out. And people, this is what kind of what I was trying to say is that people believe that.
Yeah.
You have people that will say, oh, he's having a bad day. He has a sex addiction.
Yeah.
That caused him to massacre Asian women.
Yeah.
That's fucking insane.
Yeah.
That makes no
sense. That makes no sense.
Why would you even repeat that?
Exactly.
I don't get it.
I don't get it. You have a responsibility to make sure you protect the truth.
Exactly.
Secure the truth.
Exactly.
And that's being irresponsible.
It is. 100% to me.
You're like, there's no justification of what happened, right?
Yeah, but...
But why are you putting it out there? Why are you putting a hint of it?
Why would you say
why
that?
Why are you... Yeah, you're putting out like some other...
A whole other narrative.
There's nothing other than murder and hate. That's it. Headlines should read murder, hate, crime.
Period.
Period. Find out race below. Find out race below.
Exactly.
Picture. That's it. Picture. That's it. Headline. That's it.
Done.
We don't need the opinion of an uneducated person. And I don't mean uneducated like you don't know what the fuck you're talking about. I mean uneducated. Like that is not your field.
Yeah.
There are people that are experts in that field to tell us what addiction is and what murder is and what crime is and what psychology is. Exactly. I don't even know that shit.
Right.
All I know is what I see on another 48 hours. Not another. What's it called? 48 hours, whatever. The
first 48.
For whatever the fuck it is. That's all I know about crime and murder. I'm not going to go up there talking to a camera to millions of people telling my opinion.
I mean, but who is out there going, that sounds plausible.
That sounds possible.
Like, what the
That sounds
fuck?
Possible.
Like, I was so
First
irritated.
Of all,
I was
why
so
did
irritated.
You have to put that out there?
Exactly.
Why'd you have to put that out there? Why? That's another form of hate. How about that?
Right.
What they did with their lives is their lives. That has nothing to do with murder.
Right.
And there's a lot of fucking hookers and drug addicts and whatever it is that they do that's not socially correct. Right. But guess what? You know what's not correct? Murdering. No matter who the fuck it is.
Right.
So why did you even put that out there? Why did you put that in someone's ear? That didn't even need to be a headline, to be honest. Exactly. If you really, truly think about it.
Exactly.
All you had to say was 8 Asian women were murdered. And that's all you had to fucking say. That's it. I don't need to know what they did in the past. I don't need to know their work history.
Right.
Fucking assholes.
Yeah. And that's...
That's the irresponsibility I'm talking about.
Exactly.
And what sucks, those are irresponsible people that we're trusting.
That we're trusting. Yeah. And the worst part about it is some of us trust them more than others. So like you and I are skeptical.
Yeah.
There are people out there that take that shit wholeheartedly and run with it and go, no, they deserve that.
Yeah.
He had good reason because he, you know, whatever.
That's what he does. You know what I fucking hate? Well, what is he doing? Well, what was he doing though? What was he doing before, you know, the cop killed him? What was he doing?
Yeah.
Tell me. Kind of a menace, if you think about it.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
What the fuck are you talking about? You ever sit back and listen to yourself? At what point do you think murder can be justified? What are you going to tell yourself to convince yourself that murder was the outcome? Like, yeah, that is what's supposed to happen. Look at the situation that person was in. Duh. Better off dead. What? The fuck are you talking about?
Yeah.
What the fuck are you talking about? Like, really listen to yourself. If you believe in that, like you really, really believe that, you need to question your own life. You need to figure out your own stuff. You got some, you think that murder has some problems? You got more problems.
Right.
To be able to walk amongst people and justify murder?
Yeah.
Or even trying to clean it. Like, dude, I just don't get it. Like, why was their business put out there? Yeah. For what? I think you should respect. I think any victim should be respected. Just respect them. We don't need to know their history or what the fuck, what lifestyle they lived. I don't care. Like, I never understood that. I don't understand that. I never understood that when I watch like documentaries on things. Like, I get it. Like, we need to, I get it. But yeah. I feel like they always have to emphasize on it. Mm-hmm. Like, what did she do?
Yeah.
Oh, she was very promiscuous.
Oh, well, then that, yeah. Because that opens the door for you to say,
yeah.
Hey, well, maybe, there you know.
Might not want to, yeah. You know. Well, you might not want to have drinks with random guys at bars then.
Right.
Walking back to your car by yourself. I'm just saying.
Exactly.
She fell on the knife.
Exactly.
Is that what you're saying? She fell on the fucking knife?
It's crazy.
His neck fell on the knee. Am I right?
You're right. 100%.
Christ.
Yeah. It's like... grow up.
We have a lot of people. I say this all the time, Dre, man. We need them though. That's what sucks.
Yeah.
We need them. We talked about this last pod. Yeah. We really need them.
Yeah.
You can't have a bunch of Michael Jordans. Can't.
Yeah.
There won't be basketball.
Right.
Just be black guys. Oh. Was he a bunch of black guys? Was he a bunch of black guys and then Michael Jordan? That's what I want to see. Right. You know what I mean? There's no way there's going to be you and I walking around.
Yeah.
We got to have people that think like that. Yeah. Because people like that make us think the right way.
Mm-hmm. I know. I get that.
But it sucks though. What also sucks is that we have to agree to that.
Yeah.
That we have to agree that we need stupid people.
Because what our thought is that there's a group of people out here who don't have the understanding of what this world should be.
Yeah.
And they need that example.
Yeah.
So our hope is that they'll go, oh, I get like a light bulb will go off or something.
Yeah.
But there's so much shit involved because there's so much teeter-tottering on the truth that it's always left up to like skepticism. So they all go, oh, but you know, she was doing this. So, you know, hey, you put yourself in that position.
Yeah.
Oh, he was late on his child support. So, you know. Yeah. Deserve to die.
Yeah, you don't want to piss. I know how my wife is when I don't take her out to dinner on Friday nights. I'm surprised I'm not dead. What the fuck are you talking about?
Exactly. And it just leaves room for them to like you said, I mean, just to maneuver through it. But I think it's an overall wanting to feel better than somebody else.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, they deserve that because of how they were living.
Yeah.
Look how I live. I live knowing you have like
you know why
skeletons
I'm not,
in your closet.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. The worst skeletons.
Yeah.
I wish people would just, you know what's funny is I never knew what skeletons in the closet meant. Because, you know, I saw Eddie Murphy.
Yeah.
At 15. Yeah. Raw live. And he did a joke where he goes, skeletons in the closet, mm-hmm. and the closet opened up, and the bone fell out.
Right.
The bone fell out of my closet. What's that? The bone. But I remember laughing at the joke, dying. Mm-hmm. But in my head, I'm like, "What the fuck does that mean?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Right.
And then when I got older, I go, as I was sweeping a femur into one of my closets, a couple of toe bones. An ear.
You're like, oh.
Oh, these things that I don't want to tell anyone about. There's a motherfucking graveyard underneath my bed.
Exactly.
That's what that meant.
Yeah.
There's a lot of you out there. The only difference between me and you. No, that's fucked up. I tell people.
We air it out, man.
Air it out.
Yeah.
You'll feel good about yourself.
It's, at the very least, just don't judge people.
You know what? That's what I meant.
Yeah.
That's what I meant.
Yeah.
I'm not better than you.
Yeah.
I do put it out there. I will, I'm not afraid to let you see a couple of my skeletons.
Yeah.
Not all of them, yeah. But I'll let you know.
Yeah.
I'm also in my head, I'd rather be the one to tell you before someone else before says
you
it.
Find out on your own.
Yeah. I don't want it to be a TMZ headline.
Right.
I'd rather just be like, look,
right.
Here's this shit I did. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But let's start now.
Yeah.
Let's start the healing now. I don't want to go through the judicial system.
Exactly. Exactly.
I don't want to do the whole, we just settled out of court because, you know,
yeah.
We knew that the longer we did this, yeah. It'd drag out and people would feel a certain way. Right. Hey, whenever you do that shit,
yeah.
You did it.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever you settle out,
yeah.
You did it. Let me look at the camera. Whenever you settle out of court because you want to not drag it through the system, you know, get the media, you did it.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
No, yeah, it's just too many.
You got to fight to the end.
There's too many bones on the floor to
too
sweep.
Many bones on the floor.
You need just, a vacuum.
You need a goddamn 3 Dysons. Does this Tyson pick up bones? Does it pick up bones?
Quickly.
Big bones.
Quickly.
Stop.
That's good. Yeah, so
if you got some skeletons and someone's coming at you and you didn't do it?
Yeah.
Those aren't my skeletons.
Right.
Fight to the end. Am I right?
Yeah.
Fight to the end.
Yeah.
Fight to the death.
Right.
Because the minute you settle, believe me, everyone's going to be like this.
That motherfucker did it
right there.
But hey, if you did it, settle.
Fuck it. Settle.
Wait, quick. Don't be stupid.
But just know.
We know you did it.
Right till the end.
Oh shit, man.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
I don't know, man. It just pisses me off that people, we got stupid people.
Yeah, it's disheartening for sure.
It is disheartening.
Yeah.
But yo, if you got those skeletons, believe me, stop acting like you don't. No, not if you have. You have
you
them.
You do.
You got them. Rebecca over at accounting. Steve over at the mailroom. Bobby, the junior assistant, yeah. Trying to work his way to the top.
Oh, yeah, Bobby surely has
Bobby.
Skeletons.
He's 30, hey, Bobby.
He's 35 and lets people call 35? Him Bobby. And lets people call
still
him Bobby.
Still call him Bobby. You know what his friends call him? Robert. You fucking asshole. Who are you with the two identities? Stop. Fucking stop. Oh, but then again, I'm Joe Coy. Yeah. Joseph Glenn Herbert. Hey, Joseph Glenn Herbert over here is talking shit about two names.
Oh, shit.
Steve.
Yeah.
Mailroom Steve. Junior assistant Bobby.
Yeah.
Rebecca over at the front desk.
Yeah. We know what you do at night.
Henry over at the kitchen.
We know what you're doing when you leave work.
Yeah, we know what you did. I know what Henry did.
What did he do?
Stole a couple of ribeyes.
Yeah.
Out of the Sub-Zero.
Oh, yeah.
Walked out with a couple of ribeyes taped to his thigh.
Goddamn thief.
Just fucking thief. Walking stiff-legged out. Almost died of hypothermia because the shit was frozen to his leg.
Just for ribeyes?
But he had to commit.
Yeah.
Because security stopped him. Hey, Henry, you gonna go to the coming party? Oh, yeah, I'm there.
Oh. But you got a bum leg there, Henry?
Oh, yeah, soccer. Fucking soccer. Killing me. Yeah, I have a... Soccer. Bum leg soccer. That motherfucker stole ribeyes. Just stop.
Yeah. And if you get caught with the ribeyes, you don't deserve to die.
You don't deserve to die. That's what we're getting at. And I don't want to hear the backstory.
Yeah.
Henry had a drug addiction. Right. He was paying off his drug pen. His drug, what did they call it? Drug pen?
Kingpin.
His kingpin. His drug kingpin with ribeyes. Age old ribeyes. 5-star Wagyu.
Ooh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Prime cut.
Good stuff.
Melts in your mouth. Marbleized. Like you wouldn't believe. We're talking $200-$300 for this cut right here.
Yeah.
But you know what?
What's that?
I did a lot of crack this weekend. I fucking owe. I owe this mother. He's going to cut my dick off. I'll give him some steaks. But we don't need to know about Henry's addiction.
We don't. Or the dick sucking, by the way.
Or the dick sucking, which I didn't even know about until you said it. You had to fucking put that out there. Just let him die in peace. He's got kids. Dad sucked dick too? For what? Crack, baby. He sucked dick for crack. He didn't like it. He just really loved crack. He didn't like the dick, but he loved that crack. Why is this in the documentary? Just talk about how he died and how they snuck in and what they look like so we catch the fucking guy. That's the thing that pisses me off. All we need to know is the description of what this guy looked like and how he got in, what he was wearing, how tall he was, and where he got stabbed, and where the murder took place, what kind of car drove on the lot, what kind of car drove off the lot. That's it. We don't need to know about Henry sucking 9 dicks for crack.
Right. It was just a means to an end.
Yes.
Why do we care?
Who gives a shit?
Yeah.
It was a long week. There was a good deal on crack. And that deal was suck 9 of these cocks. We're not going to get any sponsors on this one today. What does it say?
Thieves trade steaks for drugs.
Thieves trade steaks for drugs. And that's in the Dayton Daily News. And that's a real place, by the way. Dayton, Ohio. I'm telling you, man. I know we make a lot of jokes about it. But like I said, man, my platform is used solely for entertainment. I'm an entertainer first. I love comedy and I love comedy. But when stuff like this happens, yeah, I like to voice my opinion. And yeah, I'm being funny, but I still want to like let you know that there's something going on. And there's people that talk about it better than me. And I want you to listen to them talk. Because I want to catch this fucking guy.
Yeah.
Or guys, I should say.
Yeah.
And believe me, I've reposted everything. Everything that I've seen from people that I think are very credible people. I'm like, yo... You know, I like to see people that, you know, aren't Asian. Mm-hmm. I like to repost that just to show that we're a community of human beings that care and love. Like, let's get back to that again, where we all love each other. Love is real. I said it last time, man. Yeah. Get back to it, man. We're still a family, man. The news makes us out to be enemies, and we're not. There's just a couple bad ones.
It's crazy because, you know, how you said we're we're a community. Like, last night, I was, like... me and Gemma were sitting there, we were watching news or whatever, and she was like, she goes, don't, she saw the Asian woman thing, and she was like, baby, don't let them kill me. I said, well, don't take your ass to Atlanta.
Don't go to Atlanta. Don't.
But seriously, man, it's just like you said, like it shows that we are a community, man, and like we're all here for the greater good.
Yeah, we are
in the end. And yeah. You know, I hope, you know, I saw some things that I didn't like in terms of like the Black community towards the Asian community a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
And I just, it always makes me think, like, you know, whenever I see that one community to another, I always just think like we're all here trying to make it, man. And life is hard. Life is hard enough. If life isn't hard, you're not doing it right.
Exactly.
First of all. And so life it's in itself is difficult.
Yeah.
Without us going at each other.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So I hope that we all like, I listen, I don't have the pie in the sky, like, oh, let's all get along. I don't have that.
Yeah.
But I hope that we can learn to appreciate each other and each other's cultures and understand where we come from. And
well, we will.
Yeah.
We will.
Yeah.
And if not all of us, a lot of us.
Yeah.
A lot of us. Enough. And there's a lot of people that were just not willing to even think about doing this. And now they are.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and you know, those were the lambs that had to be sacrificed. And it sucks. I feel like every movement, there's always those lambs that get sacrificed. And it's sad.
Yeah.
But you know what? It's happening. Look at this. You know? Look at this.
Yeah.
Stop doing that hate shit, you guys. God damn it. Fucking eat that bat. That's why we're all dying. That's the kind of shit they're saying.
Yeah.
Fucking eat those bats. Fucking... Why are you eating the fucking bats for? Fucking jackass.
Hey, motherfuckers is like, I'm Filipino.
Yeah.
What the fuck are you talking about?
What the fuck are you talking about? My family's from Manila. I don't even like bats. That's just dumb.
It is dumb, for sure.
Let's get this going, man. Like I said, man. We're a community of loving humans. There's a lot of us. There's a lot more of us than there are of them. You know what I mean? So I believe in us. I really do. So I really don't have much. I just wanted to end on that and, you know, let that be the last thing that we say tonight. And yo, man, come on, you guys. You know Steve and Kim. And you know Danny Chang, all right? You know them. I have so many Asian friends, man. Don't act like you don't.
Yeah, right.
Don't. Come on. Stop it. We're all here living the same life together. We can get along. Let's learn about each other. Stop being so ignorant. And let's catch these fucking people. All right? We could do it. I love you, Dre.
Love you, bro.
And I love you guys. This is Koi Pong. We're out.
Don't fake it, just bust a move. This joint is gonna get you in the mood. One, two, three, four, one, two, three, yeah. One, two, three, four, one, two, three, yeah. One, two, three, four, one, two, three. Tonight, tonight.
Star Bands Audio, a podcast, a podcast network.